they may not only be bacteria laden, certainly they're virus laden too. And at this time of the year, when there are hundreds of respiratory viruses in the community, and most notably influenza types A and B and respiratory syncytial virus, these viruses spread by droplet. That is, people cough and sneeze. It creates an infectious droplet, hangs in the air, and then drops to surfaces, toys, and hands and shopping cart handles get contaminated as well.
Okay, but how is it that four states, they tested in four different states the handles on shopping carts, and it came back 72% of those carts from four different states had positive markers for fecal bacteria? That is so disgusting and revolting. How is that? Why would they be on handles of shopping carts?
Well, people don't wash their hands. They go to the bathroom. They don't wash their hands. They have their child in diapers, perhaps riding in the shopping cart, and the child is not toilet trained. The point is, and at the hospital in infection control, we have always made this point. The greatest way of stopping the spread of infection is something very simple. Wash your hands.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Or wear gloves, you know.
But really, wash your hands.
Yeah, a lot. But another point is, a lot of people put their produce and stuff in bags in the carts, and that produce could be coming in contact with that cart, meaning the bacteria that's on that handle could be in the rest of the cart and then transferred to your produce, right?
That is correct, unless the produce is wrapped up very tightly. And, of course, people should know that always when they get their produce home and they're going to cook it, serve it, they wash the produce. Mm-hmm. Not scrub it, but simply wash it off. But,
yeah.
Again, hand washing is so important. Infection control nurses at every hospital have a dilly of a time with this, because you'd be surprised. They really have to get after people to wash their hands.